Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome on into BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you on this Wednesday, hanging out for the next few hours. In about 20 minutes, we'll talk some football. Football overall, because he covers NFL, college, USFL. He's all over the place. Emory Hunt will be here in about 20 minutes. Looking forward to that conversation. The entire second hour, Cody Decker is going to drop by. So 10 a.m. Eastern hour. Make sure you're here covering all things Major League Baseball, some of the drama, some of the odds, see if there's any value on the board there. So hang out with us over the next few hours on the BetQL Network via the Odyssey app, also on Twitch and YouTube as well. I'm on Twitter at Joe Ostrowski, the Hawk at Aaron Hawksworth. Aaron, the final score said it was a 10-point game. But if you watched any of that, it was another bleeping blowout. Up 30-point game, 29-30-point game going into the final quarter. Dallas did decide to show up. So I guess they're going to give us the gentleman sweep.
Exactly. I mean, it's just another bad NBA playoff game. Par for the course. And I guess the Sharps was on it because we were wondering, or at least I was, you know, why the Warriors were underdogs. But here we are. How about that rain delay, too?
I mean, that was Cuban's face. Was
I know.
16 minutes.
I actually was thinking, though, like, if I was Cuban, I would have been yelling at some people. Like, that's embarrassing. It's his arena. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have that. And I thought, what if the Mavs go and lose this game because it messes up their momentum, too? Then I really would have been like, I might have been throwing some chairs. I would have been so mad. Well, he seemed pretty. He just was sitting there like, what the heck? You know?
Oh, I think he was not saying what the heck between his ears. I think he did yell at some people, but he knows cameras are on him the entire time, and he didn't want that going viral because everybody would have had a field day with that one. And everywhere you look, especially him, it would have that's all he would have seen, and it lives on forever. So behind the scenes, behind closed doors, there were some meetings last night in Dallas about the crew.
Someone's losing their job this morning or last night.
Maybe a bunch of people. Yeah. I could definitely see that. Well, I mean,
the game already started late enough. And then when that happened, I was like, give me a break here. But, to me, it just seemed like the Warriors, they just kind of knew they didn't have it. Like, did you feel that way too? That they're like, we'll just close this out when we go back home again, like they did in the other series. And it was kind of annoying. It was like, after the first quarter, you know, they tried, and then it just seemed like they didn't really care.
Yeah. I don't want to completely put it there, but I understand where you're coming from. So the shooters of Dallas, they were going to hit in one of these games, right? Were they going to go four straight games and not make anything? And this is probably going to be their last home game. So we were on that. We were on Bullock, right? With the volume he was getting. As bad as he's been, and then he goes 60% last night. We talked, your favorite, Finney Smith, came through. He was 4-for-7.
I meant to bring that up. He's back. Finney Smith was back.
No, not the time. Not the time after a good game. I'm not backing Finney Smith. But all of those,
if you
bet on the others for Dallas, they all had big games. At least if you bet the made threes prop, which I enjoy, Bullock 6, Finney Smith 4. Kleba had 2. I think that was 1.5 again because he's been so horrid over the last few games. And if you bet Luka, you know what is a bad beat though? Back on the Mavs, Luka 1 assist shy of a triple double. If you bet that, man, you had the right idea. You were on the right side, but he ends up with 30, 14, and 9. Elimination game again, Aaron. And Luka just snaps, Well, he didn't hit the points prop, though, right? Because that's just way too high. And he scored 30. But that is now 5 straight elimination games in which Luka scored at least 30 points. The only player with more is Elgin Baylor with 8 straight. So we'll see if Luka does it in the next one, in game 5 on the road.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like the Warriors are going to advance, but we'll see.
Yes, they will advance.
Who was it, Cleveland, that the Warriors were down to before in the past, and they let them come back and win the series?
3-1. It's 3-1.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so, anyways, I mean, the Warriors need to be careful. I mean, they had the opportunity to close this out, get that rest, but clearly they didn't want to, so it's going back to the Bay.
It is, and the point spread is 7.5 for game 5. I think the blowout trend continues, and they're going to blow them out and wrap it up in 5.
Yeah, we've seen that the spread really doesn't matter. If you like the underdogs, just take them. But I don't know. I just still think they should have just it seemed to me they were a little too relaxed last night in Dallas, the Warriors.
Yeah. I mean, we try to keep it light, but there's some heavy stuff going on in the country right now. And if you saw the comments from the Warriors, your point about them not being in it, they're human. The way they reacted, it would make a lot of sense to what was going on in Texas.
Yeah.
You know?
I reposted Kerr's comments on my Instagram. I think they could put that aside for this game. I think what was interesting is like when Kerr, you know, sat the starters, and then it was like both benches made this a game at the very end. And then it was like, okay, we got to get Luka back in. We got to get Steph back in. And so the final score looked a little closer than it should have been.
So probably an overreaction. But the Western Conference Finals MVP odds were cut in half for Luka. It was 29-1 yesterday. This morning, we're down to 14-1, which is just, okay,
yeah,
fine. I guess you put it in line with Dallas series odds, which are 15-1 right now. So Luka 14-1. There's that little chance that he could win it and not win the series, even though I don't think that's going to happen. It's definitely not. It's going to be likely Curry. And maybe Wiggins, if he has a spectacular closeout game. The Wiggins number dropped, which is interesting. So people were betting it yesterday, 29-1. We were talking about it in the morning, and now it's down to 20-1. And the Steph number dropped, I guess, because the door is open for Dallas since it's a 3-1 series. It went from minus 1,500 before the Dallas win, and now it's minus 950. I'm not saying there's value anywhere, but I mean, I guess Wiggins.
Wiggins or nothing.
Would you bet $950 to win $100 on Steph to be the Western Conference Finals MVP? Probably going to do it. It's probably going to be him, but that's risky.
Yeah, no, thank you. I mean, I don't know because I can't bet on it here, but how early did they post that? I mean, if you thought like a month ago that the Warriors were going to do something, then that would have obviously been the time.
We didn't know this award was a thing until right before the series started. So it was weird how they handled it. I'm curious about the voters, and maybe I'm overthinking it, but are they just going to give it to Steph? Or if it's Boston, are they just going to give it to Tatum? Or are they going to look elsewhere and be like, you know what? You have no chance at ever being a finals MVP. So I'm going to give you the conference finals MVP. I find it interesting, but yeah, Golden State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's why I like the Andrew Wiggins play. Did you end up betting it?
No, I didn't. Honestly, I didn't. I could see the case, but it's probably going to be Steph. I think in the end, the voters are going to say, okay, you won. He's been the best player on the court in the series. I'm going to give it to Steph. And remember, he was going to win the MVP like in the first couple months. Like people are like, oh, lock it up. This is Steph's award. I think they're going to be fine just giving Steph the conference finals MVP, the first Western Conference finals MVP. Maybe that's going to mean something down the road.
Yeah, maybe. But I could also see your point. Since it's the first time we're doing it, we don't know what the voters are thinking and how they're going to play this. Because if the voters think that the Warriors are going to be in the finals, they're probably thinking, well, Steph's going to be the finals MVP. So I could see it going to a secondary player.
Aaron on the ice, Calgary, not looking good, not looking good. Edmonton, the offensive firepower that they have, they win 5-2, take a 3-1 series advantage. It's the Stars showing up game after game after game. Draisaitl, 3 assists last night. Kane had 2 goals. And Connor McDavid with his 7th consecutive multi-point game. Unbelievable. That's just what it is. The Stars are balling out on the ice for the Oilers, and that's the difference in the series right now. And what do you know? The over hit again in this series, because it always does.
Yeah, 5-3. I mean, I'm bummed. I was all in on Calgary. This is going to be a tough hill to climb out of. Down 3-1 in the series now. I'm not feeling good about my Flames futures.
Yes.
Right, there's some New York, you know, stereotypes or whatever, Philly, like, you know, attitudes. What is, like, give us a peek into what is that, like, Edmonton? Is it blue collar? Is it, or what is Calgary? What are the difference between these cities?
Paul, that's funny because I was going to bring this exact thing up. Did you see what Barry Burrow said?
I did not.
No.
Well, he made this exact comment about the two cities. So, okay. Tell me, it's exactly what Paul was just asking. He defined it as Edmonton being a blue-collar city and Calgary being white-collar. Is that accurate?
Oof. See, I haven't been there since I was a kid, so I don't think I could fairly speak on it because I'm from Vancouver and I lived in Toronto, so I didn't spend a lot of time in either place. I don't know about the white-collar part, but... definitely. I mean, all I really know about Calgary is the Calgary Stampede, you know, and then, I mean, I think of blue collar when I think of Edmonton as well, but I've only been to Calgary.
Gotcha. I just know, like, growing up, like, New Yorkers, they're abrasive, you know, et cetera.
Pittsburgh.
So Chicago's nicer, you know, that sort of stuff. LA, like, is all laid back.
Yeah. West Coast.
I couldn't speak on it because I didn't speak. Unfortunately, I wish I could. I know I don't. I'm not bringing a lot of value to the show. But you haven't spent that much time there, so it wouldn't be fair for me to just. I know as much as you do about that.
Gotcha. Yeah, that is interesting. Barry brought that up, though.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it. I've never been to Canada. We talk to Canadians, but it's just never something that I thought of. And that the remark, I'm like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Just something I hadn't thought of. So on Tuesdays, I go on 1140 The Bet in Las Vegas. Lindsey Brown, who we had it earlier on the show earlier this week, and she called it on a prop last night. Hyman, I wish I would have looked up the odds. I didn't, to score a goal in Edmonton. I'm sure a lot of people are cashing on Kane, Draisaitl, McDavid props, but that was one that was a little off the radar, and he scored a goal last night. So that one cashed. And in the other hockey game, we've got the Rangers. They take it 4-1. That series is now tied 2-2. It goes just under the total of 5.5. Not a surprise the way that series has been played. So that one's interesting. You had the Rangers at short favorites. You had Edmonton as short favorites. And both of those end up getting home last night. It looks like Carolina, New York Rangers, the only series here that is going to be somewhat competitive moving forward.
You buried the lead.
What
I hit another home run prop.
Well, I didn't get to the baseball yet. Who did you have? Who'd you take?
Matt Olson. Dude, I'm on
I wanted to jump in with you guys on that, but I'm like, it's going to look like I'm just copying, so I didn't do it. Yeah, good call, whatever.
There's no shame on that. What did I do my strategy where I just blind copied you guys just because I didn't want to lose?
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm like, that doesn't really work. Because if we hit a few, it probably means we're going to miss a bunch moving forward.
I only copied one, and then when I feel strongly about my own idea, then I'll give that out. And that way, you know.
Was that early?
It's a good strategy.
I should have done that. I should have gone.
I love that we've conveniently stopped keeping track now that I'm hitting mine.
You are more than welcome to go back and listen to every podcast for the month. You are more than welcome to go back. It is all out there. You can go listen if you want. I do not have the time, the energy, or the want.
Go. I'm right there with you. I just like trolling you guys about it.
Brewers barely got over. Seventh inning, I think it was a 17 three-run home run. It was post Blake Snell, but he set the table, and the reliever gave up a three-run bomb to give him four over 3.5.
Favorites and overs last night in Major League Baseball both go 11-4. They cash again and again and again. Up next, football with Emery Hunt. Keep it here. BetQL Daily via the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.